Hello there and welcome to New Horizons, the weekly radio program of Blind Citizens Australia. BCA is the national consumer representative voice of Australians who are blind or vision impaired. Our mission is to achieve equity and equality by our empowerment, by promoting positive community attitudes, and by striving for high quality and accessible services which meet our needs. Ride our dreams down. Hi, this is Ricky Chaplin with New Horizons. This week we're going to talk about quite an interesting topic. It's probably not something that we think about in terms of blindness and vision impairment. We think about it in terms of other diagnoses and other issues, things like mental illness perhaps. But I'm going to speak with somebody today who is studying the area of stigma and vision impairment. And I'd like to welcome to the program now to discuss her PhD, Sarah Pato. Sarah, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me here.
Well, I thought I'd start off by asking you, what got you interested in the area of stigma and vision impairment?
As a new migrant to Australia, when I arrived here 2 years ago, I was interested in studying the culture and the differences between my culture, the country of my birth, and Australia, and see what are the differences. And apparently, because I had visual impairment, so I was interested in seeing the issues that I had there, and I wanted to know if people with visual impairment have the same issues here. So one of those issues that I had has been always stigma, stigma of disability, which in those years I could feel the impact of stigma on whole my life, in my study, in my any step that I want to take in my life, even in my social interaction with other people, and many aspects of my life. So I wanted to see if people with visual impairment have the same issue with stigma here, and I realized yes. Little by little, I faced some stigmatizing incidents and experiences here. And then I started to read about it, and I realized that, oh, yeah, there is stigma is everywhere. But the point is to study stigma and to see where it comes from and what can be done to remove it. It's you have to study stigma in context, and you have to look into the culture and the foundations and the structure to solve and to tackle stigma. We need to know about what people in that society think of someone with disability or visual impairment. So, because stigma is basically, it is defined by devaluation of a group by society. So where does this devaluation come from? I started to read about what they have done in Australia to tackle stigma, and I realized, oh, most of the work, as you said, yes, it's about people with mental illness, not much attention to people with visual impairment, but this is not the case in other countries. I can see many, many studies have been carried out on stigma and disability, stigma of visual impairment.
Yeah, some really great points that you've covered there and some great questions that you're wanting to ask. And I'm just wondering, how are you going to go about collecting the evidence, I guess? What's your methodology going to be in looking at this issue of stigma as it applies to people who are vision impaired?
Well, there are different methods that you can collect data, but the most effective one, to my knowledge, is interview, because in interview you can have a deep understanding of the feeling and thoughts of people who are stigmatized, people who are in that situation. So if we want to just look at stigma as on surface, I think it doesn't work. So I think that maybe the most possible method is interview. And so in my study, I want to do interview with people and ask them directly that, first of all, how much they expect to face stigma, and also what are the stigma experiences or incidents that they face. And then in detail, I want to know that what are their feelings or what are their thoughts during this process. And then simply ask them that what they think can be done to remove stigma, to because stigma can be a barrier to participating in social activities and in social interaction and anyway, full participation in the society and the community can be impacted by stigma.
Yes, that makes a great deal of sense. So who can participate in this study? What are the kind of characteristics of people that you're looking for?
Anybody with any degree of vision loss, age between 18 to 65, can participate in this study and with any situation, because what I'm interested in is just stigma, incidents, and people with visual impairments, reactions and thoughts and feelings toward that. So anybody with vision loss between these ages can participate.
That's great. And how are you going to go about interviewing people? Are there going to be phone interviews or face-to-face? What's that going to look like?
Preferably, we think that face-to-face interview may be better in terms of feeling more comfortable or feelings of you feel more relaxed or, I don't know, it's better to be face-to-face, and we offer this option to participate. If they want to do that, they can come to Swinburne University and then do it here. But if not, which I assume it might be difficult for many of us in terms of transport, and we can do it on the phone, and it can be a phone interview. And about the timing, it can be something like half an hour or an hour, but maximum not more than 90 minutes. And it can be, depends on participants' choice, can be done in one session or two sessions. I have to say that this is just the first stage. The second stage of collecting data, which is self-monitoring. In this stage, what I want to understand is what are the stigma incidents and what are the thoughts and feelings of people during specific time. So we have like 6 weeks monitoring that I ask participants to have self-monitoring of their experiences with stigma. So what I want them to do is keep a record of what is happening during 6 weeks and record them as like a text. It can be an electronic text, typing on a computer or writing in Braille or large print, or even they can call my phone here on the landline and leave a message on the phone. They can always record a message and delete it if they're not happy with that, but I can receive these messages like a very like a short notes or a diary, and then add it to the stage one data that we are collecting from interviewing with those people, and hopefully we have a better understanding of what's going on.
Yeah, and I think people will find that really interesting to go through that exercise and have a look at what they experience over that time period. So that sounds quite fascinating. And yeah. Just thinking too about the findings. Once you get the findings of the research, what do you hope to do with those findings?
I'm hoping to have a plan for if we can help in general, help everybody, help us as people who are experiencing vision loss to remove stigma and to have a life without stigma. And it can be seen from different point of views. We can think about removing stigma with creating a culture where people with visual impairment feel welcome and more confident and more even safe and accepted and valued. So this is one of the plans that I have with I can do after analyzing the data. And another thing is how we can help people who are experiencing stigma to cope with that, to manage it. What are the strategies, possible strategies that people use to cope with stigma? Because removing stigma from the whole society, it's a very, maybe it takes a lot of time and it's not something quick. What is more important is when I'm going out today and I face something and it hurts me and it causes stress or depressed mood or anger or whatever, what I can do to help myself is something that might come out from the result of this study. So I'm hoping I can write a plan to help other people like myself that learn how to cope with stigma. What can we do to reduce this impact of stigma on ourselves, on our emotion, on our mood, or on our every aspects of our life?
Yes, education is a very important thing, both for the broader public and for people who are encountering that stigma, as you say. And just to finish up with, how can people get in contact with you if they're interested in participating in your research?
They can contact me through email and phone. My email address is sparrow@swin.edu.au. And also they can call my office number, which is 9214-8430. I repeat it again, 9214-8430. I have to add something which is about anonymity, because I want to say that these interviews, all the interviews will be anonymous interviews. So people even don't need to tell me when they contact me to tell me their real name. They just can contact me as an anonymous person, and then we can do the interview if they don't feel comfortable even to tell their name. And if we publish the result, any outcome of the study, we make sure that no name or anything that might cause we lose this anonymity, because this research has been approved by ethics committee at Swinburne.
Yep, that's great. Confidentiality is a very important thing, and we certainly assure people of confidentiality and anonymity in this study. So yes, your details will remain confidential if you choose to participate in the study. And I really look forward to hearing about the outcomes of this, Sarah, and we might follow up with you once you're a bit further along the track and you've got some details to share with us. So that would be quite a fascinating discussion, I think.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
No worries, Sarah. Well, thanks very much for joining me on New Horizons today. And again, we'll look forward to talking to you in the future.
Thank you. Bye.
Blind Citizens Australia is funded by the Australian Government through the Department of Social Services and from the Victorian Department of Human Services. We receive financial and in-kind support from Vision Australia, Royal Society for the Blind, Guide Dogs Victoria, and the RPH stations throughout Australia. Generous donations are also received from our members and the broader community. Blind Citizens Australia is located at Ross House, Level 3, 247 to 251, Flinders Lane, Melbourne, Victoria 3000. Our national office contact number is 03 96 54 1400, or toll free 1-800-033-660. You can email us at bca@bca.org.au. Our website address is www.bca.org.au. Ride our dreams down.